Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today for this very important worldwide transmission. Obviously, the hoax that the economy has gotten better is beginning to implode, and I have a stack of mainstream media going ahead and being honest because no one's buying their propaganda anymore. I mean, almost no one. And they're capitulating and admitting that the economy is wrecked and basically a depression. The mainstream media is also coming out and admitting that this is a war in Libya, as if we need them to tell us it's a war. Now they're saying Obama looks stupid. They've been saying it all week, saying it's not a war. And Hillary's asking Congress, what side are you on? Well, maybe they're starting to discover just how much trouble the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that's the spirit of America, what makes America special, property rights, all that good stuff, separation of powers, checks and balances, a president, not an emperor, not a king. George Washington was offered the kingship traitorously by Alexander Hamilton and others, and he said, no, sir, get out of my face. Well, you might as well have a king if you don't have Congress involved in things. And so I guess Congress might want to, in fact, I got chills reading it this morning. I used to get chills. I'm like a woman going into menopause or something. All this news is so incredible. I literally get these tingles constantly now because the world has gotten so crazy. So much is happening. So many good things are happening. So many bad things are happening. Last night, separately, I'm going to get into all that news. Last night, I ran in to some old friends. I'll put it to you that way. Hadn't seen them in 15 years. One of the oldest, most prominent families in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And they told me some interesting things about Rick Perry that mirrors what I was told by a Fox News insider who was known to all of you. Obviously, I can't give the source. Someday I'm sure they'll be able to talk about it. I think I've already talked a little too much about things I've been told by that person, but also by another source. And so I need to shut up at this point. But no need to send a hit, Team Perry. I don't know any dirt about you. It's just that, well, that you when you're sitting around with people, you talk about Alex Jones. And it's the same thing you told this Fox TV person behind closed doors. I'm scared of Alex Jones. Why, Perry? Well, I know why. Because they know that the Tea Party was generated by Ron Paul supporters and myself and others. As Time Magazine got it right, I'm the prophet of the original real Tea Party. I think that's a good term to use. And it's a good term for Perry, since he's a prophet's not known in his own country. The prophet, Perry's not known in his own country because he was the campaign manager for Al Gore. Oh, you didn't know that? Look it up. People are looking it up and freaking out. They thought I was just making that up. I get some things wrong. In fact, at a three-hour show every day, I probably get something wrong every day or off or twisted around in my brain because I don't have teleprompters. But the point is, Perry knows that I know his real record. And, I mean, when I premiered Endgame, his chief of staff showed up. Well, no, chief of media showed up. To tell me Perry was a fan and only went to Bilderberg to talk to them. And all I'm telling you is Perry is a very good chance to be the next president. And he's talking to people about Alex Jones. And this is so insane. I mean, why? Well, Perry's got a good sixth sense. And he knows that, I guess, for a long time somehow, our futures are intertwined in some way. But I've got that coming up, and red states attacking me for talking bad about Perry right now. We're gonna.
you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
NSA / Google alerts, I mean, that's really what it is the public NSA system. They trick you into dialing into so they can track what you're thinking about, where you're going, what you're doing. It's only a secondary function that you get knowledge from Google, but I do get Google alerts. And I got home last night and saw that the Dallas blog that is associated, it appears, with a D magazine, and it had a headline, and I was going to print it this morning when I got into the office. It appears they've removed it now, but hopefully some of our great internet sleuths out there can find it. I've got my team digging through it. I forget the exact headline, but it was something like Obama funding conspiracy theories to get Perry. And it actually said Alex Jones is funded by Barack Obama. With no proof, and then all the commenters were like, this is a disgrace, you've disgraced this publication. It's a pretty big publication, and I meant to cover it, then I got in, and it's gone. And I understand why it's gone, because it's pretty libelous. I mean, you talk about defamation. I work for Obama, and I am going after Rick Perry because I work for Obama at the Dallas blog. In fact, we'll put the Dallas blog on screen for folks, just so they have a chance to see what it looks like. It's got a green and white format. And when I was looking around for this before the show, Jaron said, well, have you seen this? And no, I hadn't, but now I have. So I guess this has caused quite a stir. It says, why is Drudge linking to Alex Jones' InfoWars site? And it goes on to say, I'm a charlatan. That I'm bad for saying that Rick Perry went to the Bilderberg Group, and that and the Dallas blog said this, that I'm discredited because Rick Perry's trying to pass the sanctuary city bill, or has said he supports it, and then in our article we point out that he met with Vicente Fox 5 years ago, and there's video of this, when Fox was there giving Texas an award for sanctuary cities, and the point is Perry was supporting it then. He may have changed his stance, just like he said, you've got to take Gardasil shots, it's the law, and then later backed off of that because it wasn't a law, the governor can't order that. Or just like he tried twice for the NAFTA Superhighway and now claims he's against it, even though he continued to try to veto Texas bills. That's my point, is Perry is duplicitous. Rick Perry is duplicitous, and the Republican leadership believes he is the strongest candidate. And actually, they found it. I thought they'd removed it. Because it was non-searchable and was not in my NSA Google alerts. There it is, Dallas blog. If I print that for me before it disappears again, thank you. Perry updates, Democrats spread Texas gov conspiracy theories. And it actually says that President Obama has launched a $1 billion re-election campaign for the White House so he can finance creative methods to attack GOP presidential contenders. Accordingly, he's spreading rumors that Texas Governor Rick Perry is a so-called puppet of a leftist globalist community that is intent on one-world government with the United Nations taking the reins of power. Obama is hoping these rumors can keep Tea Party members from supporting Perry if he receives the Republican nomination. Here's an example of the Obama instigated conspiracy theory. So they just said Obama's funding this, and now they say here's an example about Governor Perry on the InfoWars.com website. Every indication suggests that Bilderberg approved Texas Governor Rick Perry is set to become the front runner in the Republican race to challenge Barack Obama for the presidency, illustrating once again how a shady, secretive, and undemocratic global elite holds the reins of power, of true power, while Americans are distracted by the delusional notion that they have a genuine choice in 2012. And they go on to say Paul Joseph Watson is financed by Barack Obama. And if you go down to the commenters below that, if they're still there from when I read it last night, they are saying, what is your problem? There's no link to proof Obama funds us. You're the conspiracy theorist. Alex Jones investigated Bilderberg in 2008 when Obama and Hillary were secretly there in Virginia. And we'll put it back on screen. I'm gonna read some of those for folks. Again, just to illustrate the dirty tricks that are going on. Because it turns out this blog is basically half pro Rick Perry. So, like half the articles on their front page, I just looked at it, is pro Rick Perry. So if anybody's getting financed here by a political party, we need to look at this group. Of course, I don't have any proof of that. It just looks like that. But see, I said it looks like that, not that they do work for Perry. And it goes on and says, politics is a full contact sport. Stop playing victim and get to the polls. Nothing new here. Just same dirty politics as usual. So these idiots are buying when I've done this. Since the Tea Party doesn't exist, how can it have members? And it goes on to say, this writer is a gullible dolt. Paul Joseph Watson is the farthest thing from being a conspiracy theorist and working for Obama. You're obviously not a real journalist and you just write opinion pieces. Defamation piece, because they are doing with Rick Perry is the same thing that was done with Obama before he was elected. If you did your own research, you would have read places by Mr. Watson, pieces by Mr. Watson. I'm reading from across the room off a TV screen. Watson, let me back up. I'm trying to hurry up here too much. Oh, thank you. They've blown it up for me. Now I can read it. All you do is write opinion pieces, because what they are doing with Rick Perry is the same thing that was done with Obama before he was elected. If you did your own research, you would have read pieces by Mr. Watson about Obama as well. Get your elementary mind out of the false left-right mindset and open it up to what's really going on.
Here's another commenter. I'm not seeing the connection between Obama and Watson. Again, Prison Planet Writer, the article they linked to that was on Drudge. It is not a easier connection to supposition that one or the other Republicans would want to knock Perry out of the top spot. Continue to the next commenter. Basically, the commenters are not buying it. It goes on. This is the dumbest article I've ever read. Where did Obama himself talk about so-called Bilderbergs? This sounds like conspiracy theorist rubbish being thrown around once again. This is unsubstantiated bleep and totally irrelevant. Okay. So there is that article that says we are financed by Obama. Now, see, it's already started again. When I didn't like Bill Clinton selling out our missile secrets and Agenda 21 and trying to push carbon taxes and running scams with Kinlay and Enron and all the mysterious deaths, and it went on and on and on, the whole Clintonista agenda in MENA, Arkansas, I was called by national media a super hardcore right-wing extremist. Then Bush gets into office, and I go, hey, Bush is launching new wars, Patriot Act, police state, federal power grabs. I don't like what he's doing. I was called a communist. And they claim, you know, we work with Van Jones and all this type garbage. Just totally made up. Just like now we work with Obama, they're saying. And then Obama comes into office, and the left comes out and says, I'm a hardcore right-winger. I gotta turn this phone off. Ah, I'm so busy before I get on air. I'm just like a madhouse up here. There we go. But continuing here. So, when a Republican puppet's in power, I'm a communist, according to the media, both sides. When a Democrat is in office, I'm a super, ultra, hardcore, total right-winger. And these are all labels just to keep you in this limited debate spectrum. And I got all this world news, economic news, big guests coming up I want to tell you about, but out of the gates, I'm talking about this, because not because it's about Alex Jones, but because it's a great way to illustrate what's going on in the controlled left-right, mainline Republican, mainline Democratic system in this country. Because now that Perry's getting ready to position himself to be the front runner, and you watch, he's going to announce in the next few weeks, as soon as the session's over, he will immediately blast past Mitt Romney, and he will, I mean, this is what the Republican strategists believe. I have sat there, okay, at the bar stool with, and people say, well, tell us who. Well, that's because people aren't journalists, and I don't even claim to be the ultimate journalist. I wear many hats, but the reason I get so much information is because I don't give up my sources. Just like the sources last night who were listening probably right now because they seem nervous after they told me this stuff. Don't worry, I'm not going to say who you are. The problem is I shouldn't even give any hints because then other people in the establishment hear this and know who they told, and then they go figure it out and there's problems. Like when I said a pastor in Ohio sent us Homeland Security documents 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, of the clergy response teams. I shouldn't have even said the state they were from. They figured it out and went after them. Fox News figured out who one of my sources was and got on them, and now the person doesn't have me on the show. They won't come on this show, and I can't get them on the phone. Side issue. So the truth is I'm not good at keeping sources because I want to tell you, but then I can't even give any hints. So point is, I have it from the security detail, and that's a big detail. They won't find out who. From two different sources, and then another source separately that knows the security detail. Directly from the security detail on two points, a separate connection through a news person here in town that knows the security detail that I met with a few days ago, through Republican strategist from – well, I'm going to shut up right there. Okay. It's been the plan all along. Does it mean 100% he's going to win? No. But the system believes he's the winner, and the money is going to – you saw Limbaugh come out and start this drafting campaign a month ago. I told you years ago it's Rick Perry. I told you 3.5 years ago in Endgame. I told you this last year. And when he comes out and says, I've got a pledge, I'm not going to run in 2012, the point is he's not rethinking to break the pledge, which is bad enough. The point is he was always going to break the pledge. It was part of a manipulation. He's a master politician. But now Red State, big mainline Republican side, is attacking Drudge for running our Bilderberg article about Perry. And I told you when I saw that on Monday, it was going to cause a fracas. that Drudge was to do, you know, it's one thing to talk about Democrats and their connection to the globalists. Drudge is being a real journalist and letting you know about Perry, and the Republicans are going absolutely ape right now, and we're going to tell you about that when we get back, and why Perry's so scared of me, which actually I don't like. That's kind of creepy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
All right, I don't want to spend all day on this because I want to come back and get into the unbelievable developments in the Middle East and oil prices and the economy. I want to get into this latest video that came out yesterday. I wasn't going to cover it because there's so many instances of it. But since I heard national so-called conservative hosts defending it, and since it's a big national debate, this particular video, the woman in Rochester being arrested for videotaping police from her own yard, I thought I would just go to YouTube and type in camera person arrested, and there's literally thousands of videos, thousands of results of reporters being arrested for videotaping an overturned 18-wheeler from, you know, 100 yards away, their job, of citizens being attacked, of just crazy behavior. And look, I'm not even trying to demonize the police. That plays into what the system wants, to divide the police from the people and vice versa. I mean, it's actually painful to watch all of this and to know what's happened to my reporters. Rob Dew was arrested for videotaping police from a hilltop at the G20, peacefully. They just went ahead and arrested him. I've had security guards with guns in Kansas City come up to Aaron. And the point is, I could play hundreds of these. Next hour, I'm going to do a special report on this and go over some of it. But getting back to the Republican establishment, I have hit a real soft spot with the system going after Rick Perry. And I'm not going after Rick Perry. Okay? I have to tell the truth, though, about him. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, I'll be honest. He does have a pro-gun record, and he is anti-abortion. And so I, at a certain level, like him more than Obama. But he was Al Gore's campaign chairman in Texas. That's on record. Don't believe me. Just search it. It's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Texas Monthly. I'm not lying. Just trust but verify. Go look it up. He flip-flops constantly. He tried to make people take a shot that killed little girls. That's CBS News. I don't just say these things. Go look it up. We did a special report on it that shows all the articles. He went to Bilderberg. He's a globalist. And the weird thing is, I kept wondering why that one day he came on the radio. He found out that I was on the air from a remote with a reporter at the Capitol. He came over and to a reporter I know and grabbed the phone away and came on my show. And then I find out from all these media sources, national, local, and then very well-to-do Austin icon type folks, that when Perry comes around, he talks about how I'm basically, he thinks I'm a nice guy, talented, but dangerous, and dangerous for him politically. I mean, here's the thing. I hadn't told these people. It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to get into it. It's creepy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a talk show host from Austin, Texas. And I've got the governor of Texas, who I would love to believe in and love to support over Obama, who I know is duplicitous with Karl Rove and Al Gore in his background. I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't trust him. And it's the same thing with Democrats. I wanted to believe in Obama saying he'd end the war and saying he was going to end torture and not hire lobbyists. But I said, folks, I know who his advisors are and who's financing him. He's going to lie about all that. And he has. So I want things to get better. I want to believe in Obama or Rick Perry or George Bush. But I'm sorry. I cannot be a chump. And to hear the nice things, well, if you ever see Alex, these are people I haven't seen in 15 years, hadn't run into them. If you ever see Alex, and then him sending his head press person to Endgame to sit in the front row and come up and say, the governor likes you. The governor's really a good guy. The governor, you know, wants to be friends. And I was not that prominent in 2007. I mean, I was big, but Perry is real. It creeps me out that Perry's smart enough to keep his eye on me and to tell a Fox News high-level person, I'll leave it at that, to tell a prominent family in Austin, to tell other media people. I mean, Rick Perry, and now he's got his attack dogs undoubtedly coming after me. This and attacking Drudge, because they know that's one of the big conduits that our information's getting out on. But Drudge doesn't like what the TSA is doing. Drudge knows the Bilderberg Group's real. Drudge is popular because he will go places that the dinosaur dying media won't. But here's Red State today, the big Republican site. Why is Drudge linking to Alex Jones' InfoWars site? We're coming back to go over this. It's basically a repeat of what the Dallas blog is saying. I mean, they don't go as far as to say, unequivocally, I work for a Barack Obama. Yeah, the Obama deception. I work for Barack Obama.
I'm sorry, it's just really funny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Way, it was back in 2007, and once a week, Jim Dillon, a freelance reporter, would call into the show, and that's when Perry was walking by, and, hey, Alex Jones is on the phone, and Perry grabs the phone and goes, hey, fat hog, what are you doing, Jonesy? And it was Rick Perry, and Rick Perry relayed that story to these people as well. we can't find that. You know, we haven't had the funds over the years to really flag interesting radio and keep it. And then it goes out on the web, and you should be able to find it. I thought Rick Perry on Alex Jones show, can't find it that way. Rick Perry, Jim Dillon, Alex Jones, you know, talks to Rick Perry. Rick Perry calls Alex Jones a fat, sweaty hog. Because I was sweating right over the fence in like 100-degree temperature when Vicente Fox was giving Texas the award for sanctuary cities. That was in the news. He gave Texas, Wells Fargo, and the Austin Police Department awards. The president of Mexico and his motorcade came by, and I bullhorned him. And Fox wasn't used to the videos on the web. You can just search Alex Jones confronts Vicente Fox, something like that will pull it up. It's actually in the mini-documentary that's an extra on Endgame. Called Battle for the Republic. That footage is actually in there. Fox drives by, rolls his window down real hatefully. I go right around to the back of the governor's mansion. The state police did their job to defend the First Amendment.
as they did when we stormed the Capitol peacefully with the InfoWar a month ago. They didn't arrest me. And it looked like some of the governor's main detail came over and tried to give the state police orders, even though it's the state police that protect him. Another unit, they wouldn't do it. Wouldn't protect them from the bullhornings. They had to stop the press conference. And they had the state guard out there in full colors and dress. But I'm digressing, and there's all this other news. I want to put it out to the InfoWar crowd. If we can get it on the Prison Planet Forum, or if you can email it to Aaron@InfoWars.com, two A's, or showtips@InfoWars.com. Can somebody find the audio of Rick Perry on my show? I think that would be some really interesting information. But getting back to the gatekeeping or the attempted gatekeeping that's going on with the mighty Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com, Red State, also substantive in its own right, says, why is Drudge linking the Alex Jones InfoWar site? Now, remember, the other neocon publication, Dallas Blog, that masquerades as a news operation, says that I am funded by Obama. No proof, no nothing. Total kookdom, just showed you that earlier. Might as well be funded by Santa Claus, for that matter. And it continues, as I normally do on a daily basis, I visit the Drudge Report. On the left-hand column, there are three links regarding Texas Governor Rick Perry. This is back from a few days ago on Monday. We just found it today. And it goes, the first link is the National Journal Perry Road Test Stump Speech. The second link is MSNBC or NBC. Perry, stand up and stop apologizing. Third link, InfoWars.com. Bilderberg approved Perry, set to become GOP frontrunner. And he linked to our well-researched article. And what the Dallas blog does is what D Magazine did. And basically they say, this is curious. Jones claims in this article by Paul Watson that Perry met with Vicente Fox to promote sanctuary cities. Well, that was the main reason for the visit, and Perry was going along with it then. Things have changed. And Perry's gone from being a mainline rhino publicly to claiming he's this less secede from the Union, you know, shooting his guns up in the air like Yosemite Sam and claiming he's killing coyotes and posing with guns constantly. And I've got to say, I like that. But is it real? Well, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 100 times, you know, I've got a lobotomy here. Well, I don't have a lobotomy. And so that's why I've been talking about Rick Perry, because it disgusts me to have him, you know, months ago. I pledged to not run for president in 2012. Perry, rethinking pledge. Oh, he's the reluctant guy, and oh, they're drafting him. When I have from directly inside his operation for years, and currently, that it's all a ruse. He's not rethinking the pledge. He was never going to follow the pledge. It was a fraud. And now we have headlines. His wife's telling him to run. I mean, they're just building up the anticipation. You know, they're, oh, my gosh. I mean, you can see it all there just on the surface. And the media sees it, testing his stump speeches, putting out the Fed Up book. But then there's the creepiness of learning from a Fox News individual, from other folks, consultants, and then people that know Perry and are friends with him, that when he sits down to, you know, with him, it's wants to talk about Alex Jones. I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean, I'm not that important, but I guess Perry must listen and watch the show. I mean, well, he's been on the show, that, you know, to call me a fat hog, and he knew it was live radio. So he told other people how much he likes me, but he of course knows that they like the show, so he's going to say that. It's all part of the chameleon political shift, shapeshifter that is Rick Perry. But it goes on. This is apparently not the first time Drudge has linked to the charlatan. No proof. They just use the word charlatan, Alex Jones. But this piece is absolutely ridiculous. Drudge loses credibility by linking to such garbage, they said another word, on his site. First, there was the tale, the title. Rick Perry, if he gets in, will be formidable, but does anyone think he becomes the automatic front runner? Funny, after my article Monday said that, there were a CNBC article, a bunch of others in polls already showing Perry a front runner, not even announced. In fact, search that. I think that's the exact headline. Perry becoming a front runner, Perry already a front runner. That should, I'm insane. I'm discredited. Drudge is discredited. I'm saying Perry's a front runner without announcing, and then all these other newspapers agree with me and political analysts. I mean, come on. You think Rush Limbaugh, the big insider, is endorsing him if the word is? It's just like Obama. Everybody knew that he was being vetted. 5-6 years ago, it was in the news that, hey, watch this guy. He's got the inside track. Oh, yeah, Drudge is real discredited. Oh, and Drudge is going to be real discredited when Perry announces, just like we said he would, and when he becomes the front runner, and when he gets the nomination. Oh, yeah, there's a reason people visit Infowars.com. There's a reason this radio show reaches tens of millions of people a week now. There's a reason we're number one on the web. And now, soon at this rate, we'll be at 150 stations. We're now over 120. That's big for a hardcore show like this. And a lot of them are big stations. 50,000 watters, 10,000 watters, the hot, 100,000 watt FMs. We're coming on strong here, and the system knows it, and I'm risking my name, everything. I think they're going to just continue to try to assassinate my credibility, but when they figure out that's not going to work, what do they do next? I mean, every day I come on air and get more hardcore, not less. Every day I refuse to sell out when the offers are constantly coming in slick ways is days I get closer to the graveyard. And I pray for a hedge of protection. But I can feel the creepiness. And so do I subconsciously. I had an urge today after last night to come in here and say nice things about Rick Perry and to be a wimp. But I'm not going to do it. And I don't think the Drudge Report's going to do it. I mean, he's had positive, negative. He's got interesting news about Perry up on his site because he's got good political instincts. That's why he's number one. Not just America's news editor, but the world's news editor. And that's not kissing up. It's no brag. It's just fact. And Drudge deserves credit. I mean, he's the guy that really drove TSA into the big issue it is now. He's the guy that drives so much because, and the word is, Drudge doesn't really talk to many people anymore. He gets more and more private. And that's because Drudge is getting deeper down the rabbit hole of reality. But I don't want to speak for Drudge. I mean, what do I know? Not like I know Drudge. I just think he's got a great website. But continuing here. Sorry, hold on. Okay, continuing here. Why is Drudge linking to Alex Jones' InfoWars site? And then it goes on. This is apparently not the first time, no, hundreds of times, that Drudge is linked to the charlatan Alex Jones. But this piece is absolutely ridiculous. Drudge loses credibility by linking to such bleeper on his site. First, there's the title, and then it goes on to say, I'm crazy because we're saying he's going to be the front runner. And by the way, did we find the headlines about Perry already a front runner? I saw that. I saw that on like Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll dig that up. And then it just continues to say we're nuts talking about the Bilderberg Group, and we're nuts saying he was a protege of Karl Rove and is Bush 2.0 and isn't a real Tea Partier. But I mean, all of this is credible, what we said. But most of the commenters are not buying it, so that's the good news, and I'm done talking about that. But can somebody help us with our combined brain power and searching power to find that? I mean, there it is. Rick Perry is hot-button topic at Republican conference. Rick Perry would be front-runner for presidential nomination, London Guardian. Oh, the biggest paper in England and in Europe, because English is the language they use in Europe to communicate with each other. You know, the Danes and the Germans and the French and everybody else. You can find a whole bunch more, too. Oh, I'm crazy. My writer, Paul Watson, writing that on Monday and Drudge linking to it. We're not saying he's the front runner. Well, the polls are out, and they show he's number two or number one, depending if you got Mitt Romney in some polls, number one, Ron Paul, number one in some, and others, Rick Perry. So those three are kind of the top candidates, obviously. I'm a Ron Paul guy. But I'm not going to attack Perry just because I want Ron Paul to win. I don't just politically exaggerate or make stuff up because I want my guy to win. I look at the facts, and I come to my own judgment. We all look through rose-colored glasses. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. And The hardest thing about not selling out is not even the fear of what they'll do to me if I don't sell out as I get bigger and bigger by the minute. It is that they are like vampires smiling at me to join them. I mean, I've been up to some high mountains, ladies and gentlemen. I have been offered some things many times. And I just could never imagine I'd be in this position. And it's the opposite of a power trip. It is creepy. And I have dreams where I'm imagining that I'm an auto mechanic or work at a golf course or own an arborist business. I have these constant recurring, not really recurring because they're all different, but they're similar, where I work at a boat dock, or I'm a forestry guy, or I'm a cop. I have dreams where I'm dreaming that I'm this big international conspiracy theorist, as they call me. And in the dream, I wake up and I'm not. And I wake up, I'm happy in the dream. I have dreams that the New World Order isn't real. I want to believe Arabs from caves did 9/11. I want to like Rick Perry. But that's not reality. Okay. I mean, I have dreams. The only place I have delusions in my life now is dreaming. My brain lusts after selling out. My flesh wants to waddle into the globalist soiree. But I'm not going to do it. My destiny is set. For better or worse, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. Man. Oh, man. I don't even know what to say at this point. Oh, let's look at the Drudge Report today. Let's go to Drudge. Let's see what other discrediting things Drudge is supposedly doing, according to Red State. Over on the right-hand side at the top, he's linked to InfoWars again. Oh, and let's blow up that area of the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com today. Let's blow that up. And it says TSA changes pat-down procedures for young kids. And you click on that, it goes to a mainstream news article. It goes to NBC, TSA changes pat-down procedures for young kids. Now that came out today. Now, let's back out of that article, and let's go under it. And it says flashback. TSA lies about policy change on child pat-downs, and it's from today. And the article then links to our flashback, that's that first link right there, change in its policy, where they said this last year, and then they said it again, was it April? And the point is that they lied last year and again this year, and said that they weren't going to do this anymore. You remember hearing it. Don't worry, under 12, no more pat-downs. Don't worry, federal and state courthouses, under 18, no more pat-downs. But they're not stopping. That's a military psychological warfare tactic. Used by militaries the world over for thousands of years to say, this is not an assault. And to tell you that they're not ramming the Branch Davidian Church with tanks and shooting people, while they are. Come out with your hands up and you'll be treated fairly. You come out, Delta Force pops a cap in you. On FLIR footage. From the FBI plane above. So it's admitted that TSA last year, you can go read the dates in the article, and earlier this year, has said that they are no longer patting children down. Funny, I flew to New York, flew back, and all I saw was children. In fact, Rob Dew was with me. He even shot footage of looked like about a 12-year-old being patted down. And then we were late for our plane, barely got on it. We were trying to stop when they were frisking what looked like a 3-year-old girl, but we had to go. I think Dew got some of that, but it's all shaky because he's trying to, not have the TSA jump on us while we're filming. But the point is, they told us last year, they said, we're not touching the genitals through the pants. We're not sticking our hands in the pants. And all these videos got released of them doing it. They said, well, yes, we do go in the pants. So, see, there's this policy of lying. And so is the Drudge Report discredited or is the TSA discredited? Are we discredited, Infowars.com? Or is DrudgeReport.com discredited? Or is the TSA discredited? Because they're the ones on record, and you can pull up the articles and the dates, last year and this year saying we are going to stop patting children down. And they keep doing this trick. Don't worry, just keep flying. We're not going to pat you down. And anybody who's gone to an airport, if you sit there in the checkpoint lane or you go through it to turn around and watch, you will see children being patted down. In fact, it's their favorite group. I've seen it in Austin. I've seen it in Newark. I've seen it in San Jose. That's all I seem to see. But see, for Red State and others, they can just say, we're making that up. You know what? The TSA hadn't done anything wrong. And you know what? I won't be a conspiracy theorist in question and have a memory. Okay, the TSA never said that they would quit patting children down last year and earlier this year. Now, see, I'm now a mainstream media person. I forget all their previous lies. No, see, we're telling the truth, and that's why Drudge Report's growing, we're growing, and you are shrinking, because mainstream poor media is no longer mainstream.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company. Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Themselves in the flag.
And when the best plays, hell to the chief, Lord knows,
they point.
The
all right, let me
get back into the news here. And then coming up the next hour is going to be jam-packed with all the other news and a little special report we're doing on police all over the country being ordered to go after camera people. And again, it's who's in control of the police. It's the policies that are the problem, not the individual police. I got to be honest. In my experiences nationwide with police, Los Angeles, Dallas, even Chicago, they've been very nice and professional. New York, it's been horrible. Pittsburgh, it's been horrible. Kansas City's federal security guards, horrible. But I'm going to get into that report. The point is, by and large, they're good men and women. But what they're being told to do is why, in every poll, the public is starting to hate the police. Now, I'm going to cover global economic news, military news, constitutional crisis news next hour. But before we go, they're finishing up with the TSA and how it ties into the Drudge Report leading the fight. We've got Red State, the big Republican mainline neocon thing, saying Drudge is discredited linking to our articles because we say that Perry is a presidential frontrunner without announcing. We said that Monday. We said it a year ago, and we said it last week. And then now we have CNBC, London Guardian, and others that have done focus groups, polls, and have found that. After I told you that. I mean, I can look at Perry and how he operates and what he says and does, just like I'm a good bass fisherman. I mean, I know what lures are going to work, folks. I can look at that lure, and I can tell you that's the best one they got, okay? But I'm discredited because I can think for myself. And I'm also discredited because my writers wrote an article today with a flashback to our articles from April 13th. My memory was right without even reading the article. It was in April and November. In November last year, now, what, 8 months ago, in November and then again in April, the TSA came out. We have links to the announcements, their press releases, and said no more enhanced pat-downs for kids under 12. See, my memory served. 12 years old. Second paragraph right there. From the TSA spokesperson's press release. There it is. Oh, by the way, that's not InfoWars or Prison Planet that is saying that. That's USA Today. And, in fact, Red State and others will say that's not USA Today. So please shrink it down so they can see the headline. Now, according to them, we're lying. You know, according to them, we're evil, ladies and gentlemen. According to them, you know, we make stuff up. We're kooks. We don't have credibility. Of course, we do. We're right a lot more often than the mainstream lying media because we try to tell the truth. We try to really analyze things. Is there a way, because I think it's the printer friendly you're showing, to show the whole USA Today to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? You know, with the USA Today top banner up there, I want to just minimize that article so they can see that. There it is. Okay. USA Today travel section, and who's it reported by? I'm going to get the reporter because they'll say it. You can call the reporter. TSA put the press release out. This is real. We're not making this up. Ben Mutzabon. Mutzabon. Am I pronouncing that right? I can't hardly pronounce my own name. Sorry. And it says children going through airport security will no longer be subject to the aggressive pat-downs that have riled some passengers and will instead face less intrusive hand searches from screeners, the Transportation Security Administration said Tuesday. And then we have the link in our article to the press release. So there's Drudge, just credited again, linking to our article showing that they've lied when they come out and now say again they're not going to do invasive pat-downs of children. We're discredited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.